Dear friends and family of Chuck Lane, it is a privilege to be here this morning, really to see the family together. Jan with Stephen and Jennifer and Chris and those that are with you. And Chuck really loved his family a lot. So I know it's just special just to have you guys together and to have this time as a family. Dear friends, there's a place in which question marks were quickly turned to exclamation points. At this location, this place, on a morning, you see people arrived and had a lot of questions. Question marks. Then came the afternoon, and the question marks were replaced with exclamation points. What place am I talking about? I'm talking about the place where they laid Jesus' body, the tomb. We know that Jesus died on Good Friday, and then he rested in the tomb for 3 days. And on that third day, early in the morning, it was a Sunday morning, a whole bunch of people gathered around the tomb where Jesus lay, and they were asking questions. It's well documented. It's a kind of historical fact. They asked these questions: where is the body? Why is the stone rolled away? What are we supposed to do now? Where are we supposed to go? These were the questions. Questions were justified at that time, I'm sure. But then a series of events happened. An angel appeared. Evidence was taken inside that tomb. There was time to process. There was conversation with many people about what had happened. Bunch of exclamation points then came. Things like this were said: he's alive. Everything has happened just as he said. Exclamation point. A whole bunch of exclamation points. Now I share that to start off the words I want to share to comfort you, because I believe that is the way God works. Not just 2,000 years ago at a tomb, but for every child that is his. And as we gather here, there may be some questions about Chuck's death back in February. I was, like Christopher said, I was with you for quite a bit of that journey. And there were some question marks, like why at this time? Jan, we've talked about that. And now what? You know, what does that mean? But it's my belief that what God is doing here today, and what God does, is he turns those questions into exclamation points, which is this: Chuck is alive. Chuck has eternal life. We will have a reunion. Exclamation point. Questions to exclamation points. Now, as mentioned in the obituary, Chuck was a gifted writer, and he knew the difference between question marks and exclamation points. I can attest to this. Chuck, he knew what he believed. You've heard that from what other people shared. He thought about how he would express it, and then he would express it. Didn't hold back. And there were times in which the way he expressed it was in the form of a question. So when I would come early for men's breakfast, Chuck was one of the, he beat everyone there. And he would have a question oftentimes. And he'd just lob it out there for me. And then there'd be the twinkle in his eye. You know what I'm talking about? He relished that question. I knew he had thought about it for a couple days. Threw it out there. And by the way, when he gave those questions, it was genuine. It wasn't to get you or to, you know, catch you. He really genuinely believed and wanted the world to be a better place. That's why he asked those questions. Chuck also used exclamation points in conversation, but then also in his writing style as well. In men's breakfast, when he really wanted to get a point across, oh, he put it out there. And when he didn't do it to put down anyone else, and he did it with the best of intentions. And truly, Chuck wanted the world to be a better place. Now, if you look up the letters to the editor, by the way, I did this. I looked up quite a few of the letters. Quite a few of the letters actually end with question marks. Many of the letters ended with periods, but what he was really trying to get across was an exclamation point, all right?